A new study has found that learning maths in school is often boring, probably not a surprise to some students. The Australian Council of Educational Research reviews suggest students are turning away from maths because the way it is taught in Australian schools is dull. The author of the paper, Professor Peter Sullivan from Monash University, says math teachers need more support and resources to make the subject relevant and interesting. Rachel Carbonell reports.
Monash University's Professor Peter Sullivan wrote the review of the research into the teaching of mathematics for the Australian Council for Educational Research. He says one of the most pertinent findings was about the way maths is taught in Australian schools.
Too much of the mathematics in Australian schools is boring and repetitive, and where students are asking themselves and their teachers, what are we doing this for? When are we going to use this?
What is it about the way maths is taught now that's not engaging people? Why are students finding it boring?
There's a lot of the mathematics that's done in schools that's now able to be done by technology or by other mechanisms, and it's really just not that important anymore, and I think students can see this. But in any case, the way it's taught is that the teacher would say, here's what you do, and the kids are forced to represent the material in some way, but without having to do any creative work, without having to do any thinking, without even being able to see there's a social rationale for working in this way.
Can you give me an example of a mathematical problem or a mathematical approach where the current way of teaching it is, as you say, boring and not engaging students, which could be taught in a way that actually captures the imagination of students because it actually applies in a real sense to their lives?
An obvious example is when students are taught fractions, generally this is done with just numbers in boring routine way, trying to get kids to understand the processes for adding, subtracting, multiplying and divide fractions. But we could, for example, ask kids to compare which is the best value, a music card where you get 16 downloads for $20 or 12 downloads for $16.
Why is it that some people dislike learning maths so much?
When the maths is presented in a dry, boring way, and particularly sequential, if people have any gaps in their education and they miss the key connections, there's almost no way for them to catch up. And I think that's another feature of mathematics teaching that's a bit unfortunate.
Retired maths teacher and the president of the Mathematical Association of South Australia, Carol Moll, says not all maths classes are boring.
I think it depends on what classroom you're in, where you are. I mean, clearly there are teachers that are exciting to the kids and teachers who are not. I think there are always ways in which the mathematics that goes on in a classroom is a bit boring and repetitive, and sometimes you can't help that. So I think that there is probably a case for looking at what we do and making our students a bit more engaged, given that we seem to have students not wanting to do the subject.
What can be done, do you think, in regards to helping teachers to make maths more engaging, particularly at those younger levels where you're really looking to hook kids into the relevance of maths?
I think that probably it's about materials that can be produced which give them ideas about how they might do it differently. A lot of teachers would be worried about teaching maths. Clearly that's the case in a lot of primary schools in Australia.
Why are teachers worried about teaching maths?
Many of our primary teachers, it's probably fair to say, didn't particularly like maths at school, but all the reasons we just talked about, I suppose, it was boring and repetitive, whatever, and it was hard. So if the teachers don't like it, that is actually going to come over to the students.
So it's almost a multi-generational problem. You've got teachers who learnt maths who didn't like it very much, now teaching it to a new generation that still doesn't like learning maths very much.
I think that's probably the case. So the dilemma for a maths association then is to say, hang on, maths is really exciting. We do like doing it. We want to try and impart some of our enthusiasm for it to you.
All states and territories are moving towards a national curriculum for maths and science. Review author Professor Peter Sullivan says the problem isn't so much the curriculum as the support and materials that teachers have to teach the curriculum in an interesting way.
Rachel Carbonell reporting. PM contacted the office of the Federal Education Minister, Peter Garrett. The Australian government says that teaching basic numeracy and literacy skills is essential. Without these basic skills in place, students will never be able to progress to more engaging and complicated mathematics.